I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Glamier. Hi, this is Dr. Tabitha Mir. I'm a cosmetic dermatologist, owner, and founder of Mir Skin Cosmetic in New York City, and star of an Emmy Award-winning Bravo TV show. My podcast is all about great conversations with your favorite celebrities, media personalities, and well-known experts in the worlds of lifestyle, celebrity, relationships, and more. Through their stories, I hope to uplift, inspire, and educate. This is Glamier.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Glamier, and I'm here today with one of my favorite New York City cast members, former cast members of Housewives of New York, and just an overall amazing woman, Kristen Teichman. How are you?
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I was looking at your social media the other day and every single day, and you just have the most amazing life right now.
Aww.
Your blog about what was
last night's look.
Yeah. And then you're doing fashion and you're traveling a lot.
Yeah, the travel has been so much fun. I feel like I'm 40. I'm going to be 41, and my babies aren't really babies anymore. I mean, my daughter is 6 and my son's going to be 10.
Wow.
So you know how you finally, it's like this veil is sort of lifted and I can actually travel again.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sort of seamless. So I'm taking advantage of that. Let me tell you.
Your daughter is 6.
Yes.
And your son's 10.
He's going to be 10 in June.
There's a big difference between a 6-year-old girl and a 6-year-old boy.
There is. Huge.
Right?
Yeah.
Like
definitely.
If your son was 6, you might not feel the same. Is that true or
no,
what?
No, you know what? I bet you you're right. Yeah, I never actually thought of that. No, it's true. And because she's the second one. So, you know, I kind of already went through it all and she has her older brother to look up to and all of that. So, yeah, it's definitely a little bit easier.
Well, also because I have nieces who are 6 and then I have experience with like 6-year-old boys. And I feel like there's a little bit more maturity in a 6-year-old girl.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like that?
No, definitely. Yeah.
You know, one of the cool things that we both have in common is we both had these really great, you know, TV platforms with the shows that we were on that I'm sure that both of us, if you ask me, I'm always like, I was so grateful for it, for the opportunity.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And you with Housewives too, and me with my show. And then afterwards, what people don't kind of realize is like, you kind of have to reinvent yourself a little bit. Is that right?
No, definitely. You know, it's so interesting. I remember when I first got the Real Housewives of New York, I didn't even have a Twitter account. I think at that time, like Instagram was brand new, you know, because this is years ago.
Yeah.
What, 5 years ago now
the
or
same
something?
Same with me.
Yeah. And I remember, you know, Brandy, my friend Brandy. So she was like, girl, you've got to get a Twitter account now. So it's like, you know, I just kind of went on the social media platform and all of that. And it's insane how it's really just grown into this huge platform. I mean, it's really all about the social media right now. I mean, even for, you know, I'm still modeling. So I'm with New York Models and I just recently did new photos for them, which is really fun. Mm-hmm. And it's been so great to sort of like reinvent myself on that platform as well. But it's interesting. I mean, back in the day for models, you needed this crazy portfolio. And now clients just look at your social media.
They just look at your social. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny that you say that because when I had my show, I had an Instagram account that was private.
Oh, yeah.
And I maybe had 100 people on it because I thought, you know, my Facebook's getting out of control. I'm going to keep my Instagram so I can actually post, like, you know, photos that I just want my close friends to see. Because you know how Facebook, sometimes you get 5,000 friends and you're like, I maybe know 3 of them.
Yeah, exactly. No, 100%.
And I had to do the same thing. And in fact, everybody else who was my castmates, I had like 200 people that were following me. And one girl had 12,000. I'm like, you bought stuff? Like, whoa, you can do that. But it, you know, the fact is it's become such a huge way to make your life a business.
Right. Yeah. You know. And it's just nice to be able, I mean, even with like, you know, big celebrities these days, mm-hmm. it's kind of amazing how they can just announce things. It's like they almost don't even need PR anymore, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they just sort of go on and say, everybody, immediately I can tell you what's happening in my life or why something happened or what's coming up or it's kind of amazing.
It's really cool. And it's actually like, for example, like Kylie Jenner announced her baby.
Yeah.
I feel like all the Kardashian Jenners announced their kids and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
But on a smaller term, like, you know, with the modeling thing, models, because you've been modeling a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you started out modeling.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And in those days, I feel like it was kind of old school. You go to the modeling agency, you show them your photos, and they pick you based on your look.
Yeah.
Do you think that nowadays it's really, if they could take a model that has 3 million followers versus 100,000,
yeah,
you're going to take the 3 million.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, I think that they can work with you and help you to build your following. And, you know, everybody who just starts out, you have to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So, but no, 100%. Like, it's crazy. Now you go on these castings or auditions and they want to know what your following is.
They do. Ah. And is that something that they ask you right away?
Yeah. It's like, you know, you sign in and it's like your height, your, you know, like all your stats and everything, and then what your social media following is.
What's the most important social media to them? Is it Instagram?
I'm privy to Instagram. I like Instagram the best. Yeah. I think it's fun. It's sort of like it's like a portfolio of your life. You know, you get to like customize it and the filters and all of that. I think the Facebook to me is, I think Instagram is like a really pretty beautiful feed. It's almost like an art gallery.
Yeah.
And Facebook is more of like an organic every day, like actually what's happening. Like, this is what I had for lunch and this is something silly I saw on the street.
And this
you know?
Is my dog and this
exactly.
is my food.
Yeah.
This is, yeah.
Exactly.
Because you can kind of put whatever you want on Instagram.
Yeah. Exactly. And Twitter too. And then obviously Twitter is more of, you know, I have to say since the show, I'm not really as big on Twitter anymore.
This is my opinion of Twitter. It's always the extra castmate in all of these shows that no one told you about.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Right?
Oh my God, I never even thought of that. Oh,
it is.
Well, all the reunion shows that we used to do, the Twitter, I was like, oh my God, I can't look.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Well, because kind of like the worst of humanity.
Yeah.
I was on the Michelle Collins show the other day. She's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about Twitter. And, you know, with my show, it was sort of like, they invited America to kind of
comment
and mm-hmm. oh well, who do you think this person should go on a date with next? It was horrible. I was like, ugh. And it made me very vulnerable to mm-hmm. people thinking that they could approach me at any time.
I
know that sounds like whatever, but imagine my doorman telling me that there are men showing up at my door. Oh, it's not. I had to talk
about
it. There was this one doorman, my doorman, Ron, man. He's got my back since
day one. It's always the doorman.
It's always the doorman. Befriend your doorman.
I don't have a doorman anymore, which I'm very happy about.
I kind of am looking forward to that day.
Yeah.
But in the moment that I was doing the show, like, I was still, like, I was working. My office is in Soho. I was walking up Broadway. Here I am giving you my address. But I would get to my apartment and wouldn't think anything of it. I didn't realize people were watching.
Oh my gosh.
And my doorman said, there are people who have shown up here asking for
you. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's scary.
It is scary.
That's very scary.
But, you know, let's go back to reinventing. Like, when you decided you weren't going to do the show, and people don't get it. It's a very mm-hmm. personal thing.
Right.
To invite your mm-hmm. life onto cameras.
Right.
And I have had so many people here, so many really amazing women. Carolyn Stanbury, she's one of my great friends.
Oh, she's great.
She's
love her.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I remember I was sitting here talking to her because she was having a really hellish season. And I said, Carolyn, why are you doing the show?
Right.
I'm not saying I don't love watching mm-hmm. you on TV.
Yeah.
I love it. But it's so, at the time, was so disruptive. And she's got like a dream life, right?
Yeah.
And, they don't understand that it's really tough.
Yeah.
And so if you decide not to do it, it really is because you decided not to do it.
Yeah. You know, I think with me, I think I was really lucky because I definitely had a career before. I mean, I was in the middle of having my kids, mm-hmm. which sort of, you know, everything was a little bit on hold. So at the time when I got the show, it was a blessing because mm-hmm. it was one of those things where I like to say I was in that mommy cave.
Yeah.
You know, I just had my second baby. I was still kind of in that sweatpant kind of like homebound kind of a mode. And then people are like, how did you get your mojo back after having a baby? And I like to say, well, I booked a reality TV show. You know, I was forced to get back into hair and makeup, forced to put the heels on,
and forced to get
dress
your
up
stuff together. Because a lot of times when women have babies,
mm-hmm.
I know my sister, 6 months after her first baby, she was getting ready one day and she still had mommy jeans on, maternity jeans on. I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah, take them off.
No.
Let's get you in the real thing again. No, so I think for me, it was like, you know, it definitely got me up and going again. And then it was a couple years of like this craziness, but craziness in a great way. Like, I loved every minute of it. I think I honestly think it made me a stronger person, you know?
Of course.
You know, it's like you sort of find yourself, you know, you're meeting new people, you're experiencing new things, and you're kind of being thrown into this crazy world. And it's not always nice. People aren't always good to you on social media. your castmates, mates, everything. I really, and also watching yourself back, I'm sure you can agree with this. Ugh. Oh my goodness, like there's so many things I didn't know that I did, or mannerisms, or you know, like all these different things that I had no idea. You know, it's
like,
you're right. I do that.
I do.
You know?
I do that with my lips every time I
exactly.
talk.
Exactly. Or, you know, I didn't think I was coming across as mean, but oh my gosh, look at the look on my face. I do look like I'm being mean and nasty, you know?
Yeah, but it's just also, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And then to watch yourself back under a microscope, and then to have Twitter get pipe
I
in.
Know, I
Twitter
know.
Is like, there was this one girl from Housewives of Beverly Hills, Eden Sassoon.
Yeah.
And Eden had, I thought, a pretty brutal season because she was, okay, so before I interviewed her, I was watching her social media.
Right.
And she's in LA and I'm in New York, and I would notice that by the time I woke up in the morning, she was already engaging with people on Twitter. And when I go to sleep at night, she's still engaging with people on Twitter.
You're like, wait a minute, that's what crazy hours is she up doing all that
so
stuff?
So I realized when I interviewed her and I told her, I said, you know what? I would, if I were you, spend less time trying to convert these people because you're engaging with them. And when you engage with them, that's all they want.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Protect your inner peace.
Yeah, exactly.
And just forget about
it. Right, no, 100%. I mean, I think with me though, you know, I had the modeling career before.
Yeah.
Which was great. So I already sort of had that background. And then I added in the show. And with the show, I think my takeaway was really the fashion. Like I got to live out my inner fashion dreams. I mean, especially being a mom in the city, it's like, you know, did I really go to that many events?
Yeah.
Not really, because I had small kids, you know. And then, you know, all the things that opened up for me.
Yeah.
So it's like I had all these like excuses to dress up.
Yeah,
you know,
I
had this,
that.
Oh my God, amazing. I had this fantastic stylist getting my hair and makeup done all the time. So we put together these amazing looks. I had this stylist, his name is Christian Choi, and he was unbelievable. We had so much fun styling out all these looks.
There's something about working with a stylist.
I know.
Because my biggest struggle is putting together an outfit.
Yeah.
It seems like it's so effortless for other people.
I know.
And I can do my hair and makeup, but then getting dressed, I'm like, oh, what did I wear three days ago? Maybe I'll wear that again.
Yeah. And people don't realize too, I mean, you could shop your closet and find some great looks. It's just something that you see all the time and you're overlooking it, whereas like a new set of eyes could come in and go, oh my gosh, girl, you're so covered. You've got like 18 looks right here.
I know
Put this with that, which you'd never think about doing.
Do you kind of teach people that on your blog?
I mean, a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I should probably do more of it.
I bet you do a great job with that.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I do.
That could be like another, that's another chapter maybe.
How about we all come over and shop your closet?
Okay, yeah, exactly. Perfect. Oh my gosh. Let me get my spring, summer stuff out of the boxes.
I mean, you're I love this blush color that you have on. It's
oh, I know. I'm
colors.
Like trying to get into that mode.
I know,
like we were talking before we went on air just now. It's like I've got to put away the puffer coat and just get out the sandals.
So my friend commented on one of my posts recently, Tab, you look amazing. I'm like, thanks. I have 5 to 7 pounds of winter carbohydrate weight on. It's been like a long winter.
Oh my God, forget
it. I was ready in January.
No.
So
I basically had this great stylist and we put together these great looks. So here I am, like modeling is my background. Like I get this amazing wardrobe with the show. Mm-hmm. And then everybody was asking, which I'm sure they do with you as well, where did you get that, you know, blush? What do you do with your hair? Who makes your jacket? Like all of these things. They wanted to know where everything came from. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna put this into a format of a blog. So everybody can sort of look here and, you know, they were like, okay, great. That's great that this is where you got this top, but we want to buy it.
Yeah.
So then I changed it into a blog and you can actually shop the looks, and then the off season it really kind of took off and I started to do other
looks.
You have
a little more time too in the off season.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
So it was kind of great. It was like, it was really fun that a job sort of presented itself like through a passion with the show on the off season. And last night's look, what people don't realize is I named it last night's look because I'd post on Wednesday mornings from last night's look, the TV show aired on Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
So it was like last night's
it's
look.
It's such a genius name.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, here I am a couple years later and I'm having so much fun with it.
Well, the last time we spoke, the last time I interviewed you, not the last time we spoke, you have a pop of color beauty line.
Yeah.
And at that time, you had just debuted it with some nail polish colors and that blue one was my favorite.
Oh, I know. Blue Moon's so fun. So
and now I'm strolling along airports and I see Kristen's pop of color.
Yeah.
It's like, so can you tell me what's going on with that? And I think you also did lip launches too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I've got liquid matte gloss and nail polish. Beach. Mm-hmm. And the Chibo Markets in the airport is our biggest account. Yes. So we are working on some new stuff.
You
and
are.
It's going to take a minute. You know how long that takes.
Yeah.
So just going through colors and working on new distribution and all of that. So it's in the works, but it might take a minute. So we have to be patient.
Yeah. Well, I know, because anytime you deal with a lab or you're dealing with any kind of anything like that, it does take time.
Exactly.
So, but that's cool because that kind of came about from
the show
everything.
As well. Yeah, it was fun.
So, you know, it's an amazing example of reinventing yourself.
Right.
And do you get a lot of people that ask you for advice on how to do that? Like, because I feel like you would, because you have this new career. I'm not speaking of career that you've created after the show, and it really fits into your lifestyle.
Right. Yeah. No. I think you know, anything that you're passionate about is really going to shine through, and I think that you just have to be persistent. And I feel like a lot of people have these great ideas, and they don't really know how to go about doing it. I think, you know, you make a list. I have 8 lists right
I'm
now in my purse.
List
I could
person.
Show you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you just set goals and you say, okay, like, what's going to be realistic for this week? I'm going to make 4 phone calls. You make your 4 phone calls. People are going to say no. You send an email, it's going to bounce back. You just have to be persistent.
Yeah.
You know, just keep going, keep getting out there, keep reaching out. You know, go to events, meet people, get a business card, hand it out. You just you never know. It's like, you know, it's interesting because I get invited to a bunch of stuff, and for the longest time I was like, oh, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
I don't have the energy. I mean, we talked about that. It's
know.
A lot, you know,
it's
especially like with the kids and all of their things. But, you know, you put on those heels and you hit the pavement, and I feel like lots of good things can come out of just being persistent and sticking with it, you know?
And sticking with it. I agree with you there, because it's all about networking, because there's plenty of times where people just, they have a great idea, but they don't know how to put forward with it. And I do think you need to hone your social media to present yourself as a brand, if that's what you want to do
with
that.
No, 100%.
You know, if that's what you want to do with it. Like, there's definitely always going to be people who are just posting really cute selfies of themselves, because that's what they want the world to see.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're trying to create like a blog or a brand, your photos are really pretty. I mean, you take some really great photos that look amazing, and they're all tie into your lifestyle.
Yeah. No, and I think it's important to sort of, you know, touch on every part of your life. You know, it's like, it's definitely great to do those selfies because that shows off your makeup and what you have going on. And I love when people post, you know, sort of like organic pictures of them in their home situation.
Yeah.
And then you've got the fancy pictures. Then you've got the professional pictures.
Yeah.
You've got the lifestyle. You kind of have a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, if you concentrate on one central theme, like if it is fashion, like definitely make sure that there's enough of that in there.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a dog, if it's a blog about dogs, then you might not want to do as many selfies of yourself,
or make sure your
dog's in the selfie.
Yeah, make sure it's you and your dog.
Yeah, exactly.
And you told me right before we started that you're on Oprah's influencer list.
Yeah,
whoa.
So Oprah Magazine, I know,
that's
so amazing.
Yeah.
Oprah Magazine has a group of OMAG insiders, and there's, we started with 50, and it's gone, I think it's like at, you know, maybe 75 now, and it's something that you audition for, but you put in an application for, and I think they look at the applicants maybe a few times a year, and it is so much fun. I mean, I love that magazine. I actually modeled for them over 20 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
I know, it was so much fun. So I've been in their editorial, I've modeled for them a few times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool to be on the other side of it now. You know, we get to try new products.
Yeah.
And I just went on an Oprah Magazine, OMAG Insider's cruise with Holland America.
Mm-hmm.
The magazine and Holland America teamed up together.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so, you know, she's got her book club and all of that. So, you know, An American Marriage is the book that is right now the,
her book club
book.
It's called An American Marriage.
Oh my God, what a good book.
Wow.
It's such a good book, such a great read. So anyway, the author was on, so, you know, we got to do Q&A with her, and, you know, there's we did a fashion show with Land's End, then there was like some beauty stuff with the beauty editor, so it was really, I mean, it was such, so fun. It was my first cruise, and can I just tell you right now, I'm beyond hooked.
Do you like cruises?
Okay, listen, it was a little rough, but rough meaning the seas were rough, so my stomach was a little off, but I love the concept of it.
I went on a cruise with my family to Alaska. And
okay.
So it's a funny story. I walk in and I see my room and I was like,
oh no. You're like, where's the rest of it?
Well, because the bathroom, when you opened it up, it had a shower and a sink and all tiled floor. So I could basically walk from the sink to the shower with, and everything could be wet, you know? And I would get, it, I, you know, being a doctor and having gone to a lot of hospitals in my life, it looked like a hospital shower. And I was like, uh-uh, I am not staying here for a week. And I usually don't get like that, but there was something so whatever about it. And my sister and her husband and her kid had this gorgeous suite. And I was like, okay, I'm hanging out with you guys.
You're like, I'm showering in there.
But I really enjoyed it. I did tell you, I had to wear like these bands.
Yeah,
the
I definitely wore the bands the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time. And I was fine. But then, have you heard sea legs?
Yeah.
That's what happened. Like when you get off the boat, you still think you're on a boat.
For 3 days afterwards. I wore the sea bands 3 days after I got off the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wore, so you're like me, you get nauseous.
Yeah.
But I, with those sea bands, everything was fine. And then I took them off as soon as I got done. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I left them on for a few days.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I really enjoyed myself.
I love the concept of just being in one spot.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, everybody always throws in the unpacking only one time. But there is something to be said for that.
Yeah.
To be, you know, to go to all these different places.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm such, I love to eat.
Yeah.
So I loved that at like 2 o'clock, I could go to the buffet and grab like a salad or a pasta bar.
Anytime
pasta
you
bar.
Want.
Yeah, it was kind of fantastic. And then just in terms of photos and social media,
yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere you turn, there's like, you know, the teak wood with the white banister with mm-hmm. like the gorgeous sunsets. I was like all about that.
Yeah.
So fun.
I was in Alaska, which was even more, it was beautiful in a different way. It wasn't,
yeah.
it wasn't
Caribbean.
Warm,
yeah.
Caribbean-y.
Yeah, yeah.
I would do that next. But just be able to be on a boat and look out the little
yeah.
outside yeah. terracy thing
yeah.
we had and just watch these snow-capped mountains
wow.
go by while we were on the ocean.
Yeah, that's
it
pretty amazing.
It was really cool. And then I got a notification from T-Mobile telling me I was using too many international
don't
minutes.
Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started.
Someone told me that I didn't realize I was bordering on Alaska and some other country. What's the other? Russia? I don't know.
I know exactly, probably.
I think it was like, you have too many Russian international minutes. I'm like, whoa.
Oh my God.
So coming down the line for you, like you're always on the move. You're always doing, you're always self-motivated and creating, whether it's your, you know, your blog, your photos, your social media, it's all self-motivated. It has to be because, you know,
right.
it's not like you're working for a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
What motivates you to keep going?
I really enjoy it. I think it just comes down to I have a lot of fun with it. I have
yeah.
a great partner in crime. Sasha over there
yeah.
is,
hi, Sasha.
is my little partner in crime. So we have a lot of fun together.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting. One thing leads to another, which
yeah.
is fun. So it's like, you know,
yeah.
we'll meet and talk about something and that'll spearhead an event and then I'll meet someone at an event. It's just a snowball effect.
Yeah.
And it kind of just keeps going and going.
Yeah.
And, you know, fun things kind of present themselves. Like I'm going to the Reward Style RS The Con. It's a huge blogger conference.
And where is that?
That's in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, cool.
And that's coming up. And it's really, I went last year and I have to say it was so great because it's all educational. And, you know, in the blogger realm, I mean, we were just talking before about technology. And, you know, it's interesting how, you know, you sit in on these conferences and you learn things.
Yeah.
And you know what I really learned the most from, which is
what?
The most motivating for me, is other bloggers,
yeah.
other influencers.
Mm-hmm.
You sit down with them and, you know, you share little tidbits or, you know, I'm using this platform or I use this app or, mm-hmm. you know, I just met this client and I'm going to share that info with you and I'm going to share a little bit with you. And it's nice when
it's nice.
People can support each other. I think it's really all about that as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because those are the kinds of ways to do it.
Yeah.
Because you can have other people, you're in the mm-hmm. right learning atmosphere
yeah.
and people are actually open to mm-hmm. teaching. I get texts from people all the time. Hey, and I haven't heard them from them in a while. Hey, how do I start a podcast? And I'm just like,
oh,
whoa.
You're like, that's not a text, honey. You got to take me out to dinner for that
I
one.
Know. And it's just, it's such a funny thing because the reason I bring that up mm-hmm. is because if you want to learn from people, people are willing to help.
Yeah.
You just have to know how to go about it the right way.
Right, exactly.
You know, a text to somebody you hadn't seen in a while saying, hey, how do I start a podcast? May not be the way to
yeah.
do it, but doing like networking, mm-hmm. going out to events, learning from other bloggers,
yeah.
going to these kinds of meetings are the way you really learn.
Right, no, exactly.
Do you recall any tips that have you gone to one of these things before?
Yeah.
Do you remember what like, what was there one or two or something that you heard at your last event that you were like, oh.
Mm. I mean, I think it just kind of goes back to, you know, being your best self. Like
yeah.
I always like to go back to my early modeling days
yeah.
with the silliest stuff, right?
Yeah.
You just have to be super nice and kind to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, always put your best foot forward, always be on time. I'm like really big on that,
yeah.
you know? I mean, I think that, you know, when you like sort of researching, I mean, in the blog in general, it's like there's always things to tweak. I mean, you can always update something, you know, you can always go through and, you know, clean up. There's so much stuff on the back end of a blog. I mean, and a podcast and all of that. I mean, there's always something to be doing. But I think like, I think if you really break it down on a weekly basis, if you just have your checklist and you kind of go through and you say, you know, or, you know, look through social media and say, okay, there's a great event going on. I mean, there's so many openings. There's so many things that are going on all the time, like cool exhibits. Like we were just talking about that Louis Vuitton exhibit. You know, go to that. Go to the opening of that. You know, get a ticket. Or some of the, sometimes these things are free. Like there's something, it's called the Egg House, I think. There's another exhibit downtown that, you know, we just saw, and I'm going to go to that this week at one point, and that looks really fun.
Just kind of always keep your feelers out there and keep receiving info.
Exactly.
One of the things that I was asked at one of these events, it was like an entrepreneurial women's summit, and one of the things that somebody asked me, and I know you're going to relate to this, when you're the face of your own brand, there are times that you get exhausted. And she's like, how do you deal with that? And I remember thinking about that, thinking, huh, I'm pretty exhausted this morning. I had flown in from New York to Austin, Texas. I was only going to be there basically 24 hours. I didn't have the best flight. You know how it's happened. And I was tired. And it was really interesting because when she asked me that, I was like, huh, I know exactly what to tell her. I just needed 5 minutes to myself. You know, like, and I want to encourage that because sometimes women, we do everything and we don't take time out. And I remember thinking, that's such an interesting question because I don't even realize that I was doing it until I had to answer the question. So I said, when you're your own brand, you have to take moments out just to quiet. And I know right before that particular summit, I went outside. It was like 900 degrees outside, which I loved. And I just sat by myself in a corner for like 3 minutes.
Oh,
just closed my eyes and just chilled.
And
I think that's something I even learned from doing it that I didn't know that I was doing.
You know what I do sometimes, I think, in the city, you know, because we live in New York City, so you know, you're never really alone, right?
Never really alone.
You know, there's times where I work from usually like 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning to about 2 o'clock because my kids get out of school at 2:30. So that's always, like, even with meetings, all that stuff that we do, it ends for me at 2. And then I'm with the kids.
You have an early morning.
But then everything ends for me around 2, and then I'm sort of a mommy from, you know, 2:30 on through the evening. But I take the time where I can get it. So if I'm getting a manicure, I'm like, I'm not working or doing anything, or I get a book, or, you know, on the subway, you know, I like to look at magazines because it's like my time. Or even just the walk to and from school could be 10 minutes. And I like, you know, listen to music, or I make phone calls to my mom, or, you know, stuff that's gonna, like, it's sort of like me things to do. So I think, you know, I think people don't realize that there's a lot more time than they think. And if you're aware of the time, even if you are driving sometimes, you know, take that time and listen to a song you want to listen to, or make that phone call to that friend from, like, that from college that you haven't seen forever that's going to, like, lift you up. You know, take those moments and not stress about the little things.
You know what? I so love what you're saying, because I remember once I was standing in line at the bank, and we all love that. How many people love doing that? And I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, this is going to be 15 more minutes. You know, you go into your space where you're just like so annoyed and you're like counting down every second. And I'm like, you know what? This is 15 minutes for me to just close my eyes. And maybe listen to a song, maybe make a phone call to somebody. I think I had to calm my mindset down, and then I made the most of that 15 minutes. And that was 15 minutes that most people would probably just be pouting and freaking out because they had to be somewhere else. So I think that's really important advice.
No, 100%. And sort of like making a plan too. I mean, I've been doing a lot of that lately where it's like, okay, it's Sunday and I'm going to map my week out. You know, I've got a girl's dinner on this night. I'm doing this on that night. You know, I'm with the kids all day this day. Or, you know, I think that helps a lot too, because then you can sort of, a lot of people are super scattered. And when you can sort of make your schedule and set it, then you know what's coming. It's like kids, you know how they have to be scheduled, like lunch is at this time. This is what we're doing after school. I mean, if you kind of regiment yourself a little bit, then you know what's coming, and you know when you're going to, okay, I've got a pocket here where I'm going to go to a yoga class, or I'm going to get a blowout, or, you know, I'm going to do my nails or something like that. That's super helpful.
It's about budgeting your time. What's coming on down the line for you? We talked a little bit about this earlier. Like, you've got some cool things coming up.
So I'm going to Dallas for the conference, which is really fun. It's yeah. And it falls over my birthday every year, which is like such a bummer. And like, I love all you gals in Dallas, but you know, it's like, and then I'm going to Paris, and I haven't been back. I haven't been to Paris since I lived there in my early 20s.
Wow.
So that'll be really fun.
It's changed a lot.
I know, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I know.
Changed. Well, I mean, I went there in college, mm-hmm. and I remember it was very much like, if you go into a restaurant and you speak English, if it's like one of these proper French restaurants, they're like, no, you must speak French.
Right.
And now it's like, everybody loves, you know.
The Americans
the American
and the English. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it'll be fun. I'm really excited. So it'll be definitely some blog stuff. And then I really want to be a tourist. And I have this bucket list. I went to Versailles when I think I was like 19.
Uh-huh.
And I was just saying to a friend recently that, you know, I don't remember it. Like, I didn't really appreciate it. And I really am looking forward to going back and really taking it all in.
It's funny because I went to the Vatican when I was in college with a friend of mine. Well, the only thing I remember was the girl had a tank top on. And you can't, if you're going to the Vatican, you have to be covered.
Right.
You can't wear a tank top.
Yeah.
And it was summer, you know?
It was hot, yeah.
And I somehow had a t-shirt on, which shocks me because I don't know. Usually I'm the one running around with like a tank top. So she had to put tissue paper underneath her tank top on her shoulder to cover her shoulder before they let her in.
Oh, how funny.
So that was what I remember from the Vatican, you know?
Yeah, that's not what you should be remembering.
I know. And
the
so the second time I went, obviously it was a lot more, but I remember the first time. That's all I remember. It's like, whatever.
I know. It's such a bummer. Yeah. I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, the fun thing, too, is when I'm traveling lately, it's like, you know, I do a couple days of work stuff. And then I really love being a tourist. It's really fun. I mean, modeling all these years, I traveled the world. I've lived in so many different places. But I was working. So I wasn't ever really a tourist.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun to go back to these places and like, put on the sneakers in the backpack.
I
mean, granted, they're
but
fabulous sneakers
are
in the backpack.
Cool now.
I know, exactly.
I have sneakers and backpack on, but they're cool.
I know.
You know, last time around when you were here, there was like a couple tidbits about you that I learned for the first time. Like, obviously people know that you love Elvis, and then there's
look,
something
I've got
about
Elvis on my shirt today.
Oh yeah, there we are. Look at that. That's a nice Elvis shirt.
And it's puffy paint. How funny is that?
That's great. I love it.
Somebody
That's
made
so perfect.
It on Etsy for me. Isn't that fun?
Oh my God, I love that.
So cool.
Yeah. Can you please stand up so I can show them again?
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna have to do this right
can
here.
You see my Elvis?
I can see your Elvis. Look at that. I love it. And also, there was another thing that you started school young. Like, weren't you really young when you started high school?
No. Was I? Oh no, I finished my last year. I studied throughout the my junior year.
Yes.
I went back to school. So I wanted to graduate early so that I could go to Paris.
That's what it was. Like, I remember you being done early.
Yeah.
Tell us something now. Right now, just if you couldn't think of anything, it could be dumb. Like,
oh, I've
you
got
know,
something.
Yeah.
That what, something that's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for this? Because I need to get your advice on this.
Oh,
okay.
I love this. Okay.
So I stopped drinking coffee over 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I've been back on coffee as of the last month.
Oh.
10 years.
Wow.
I have not had a cup of coffee.
Wow.
So I just decided recently, I was like, oh my goodness, like I'm ready to go back. So this is what happened, right? So I wanted to get pregnant with my son over 10. He's going to be 10.
Yeah.
So it was like almost 11 years ago. So I like started to clean my system out and I went on all these great supplements and all that. And then in between the kids was like, there's no point in going back. I think I want to have another one. And then you get pregnant and then you breastfeed and then you blink and it's 10 years and you haven't had a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Wow.
So I just had this like crazy realization a month ago and I was like, I'm going to go back on coffee.
Okay.
So now I am addicted. But I'm having so much fun with it. Anybody who's following me on social media, I'm like cracked out with the coffee. But here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know a thing about coffee. So imagine sort of like, you know how people say that this is like the weirdest like example ever, but you know how people are in prison and they come out and they're like, oh my gosh, what's the World Wide Web? You know? That's how I feel about coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to these coffee places and I'm like, what's a latte? What's a mocha?
What's a frappuccino dry foam extra hot?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
No idea. Okay. So I'm having so much fun discovering what I like.
I love it. So what have you discovered you like so far?
So I'm a almond milk latte gal.
That's a solid one.
Yeah.
Almond milk cappuccino is pretty fab too. If you want less milk and more cappuccino.
Okay.
How much coffee are you drinking in the morning?
Okay.
Sasha's
laughing. Time to stop this interview. No. So I, 2 cups.
2 is okay.
It is?
It's okay. So I'm a coffee girl and I don't understand people that don't drink coffee. Like that think it's like, if you're getting pregnant, that's one thing.
Yeah.
That makes sense. If you're breastfeeding, obviously, because duh.
Yeah.
But I am a coffee person because it helps me with the appetite in the morning.
Okay.
It helps me with, there's a lot of cardiovascular kind of benefits to it.
That's what I read about.
And also, it's just comforting to me.
Yes.
It's something about holding my cup of coffee, and I don't smoke and I don't do any of that other stuff. So for me, it's just that soothing morning. Yep. There's something really soothing about it. I knew I was drinking too much coffee because, you know what? I didn't drink any coffee in medical school.
Okay. Wow.
I didn't drink any coffee because I was tired all the time and coffee wasn't going to do anything.
Wow.
You know, like, yeah. I was getting 4 hours of sleep. I was studying and I was like, drinking a cup of coffee was going to make me jittery.
Right.
And I couldn't focus. So I didn't actually drink coffee in med school.
Huh.
But afterwards, it was more like cozy morning stuff. But I realized I was drinking too much coffee. And this is a word of advice.
Yes.
If you start feeling palpitations.
Okay.
Or.
Something's palpitating.
Or you start twitching, like your eyelid twitches, or like that. There's muscle twitches that can happen. That's too much caffeine.
Okay.
At one point, I bought an espresso machine.
Oh.
And I had like 5 in the morning once, and I kept doing that because it was so fun to make it. And then all of a sudden, I was like, I would all of a sudden just be sitting there, my heart would go boom, 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 boom. And then I'm like, okay. Yeah. Or my eyelid would twitch.
Wow.
Yeah. And so if that happens.
Yeah, not yet. Not yet. I know.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm having fun with it, though. I mean, and you don't realize when you're in the coffee mode, you don't realize how social it is. Like, I missed out on this social coffee thing.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. It's kind of cool. And I was the girl that just would sit there and, like, have a cup of tea, which
how
is
lame.
Just not the same. So lame.
How lame.
So now I'm cool. And I can't wait to go to Paris and have coffee.
Oh, and sit have at a all croissant. The cafe.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Well, on that note, I'm so happy to have you back. It's always just so nice to talk to you. And I think you are such pearls of wisdom for people who are like looking to self-motivate and do their own, just their own business of their lifestyle. I think you're just an excellent example of that.
Oh, you're sweet. I can say the same about you. You're fantastic.
Yeah, but you know what? I look at people like you and it motivates me. So thank you.
And
for
vice
that.
Versa, honestly. Good. Yeah.
Mutual. That's lovely.
Let's go get a coffee.
Let's go get a coffee. I'll see you here next time, huh?
Yeah, all definitely. Right.
Oh, wait, your social. I know that you said
Yeah, it's my name, Kristen Takeman.
Yeah, in case you're...
and lastnightslook.com.
Thank you, Kristen. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.